and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
What's but a smile on that face?
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
My next guest is on the line. He is Chris Yelland. He's an energy analyst and managing director of EE Intelligence. We generally talk to Chris about very important infrastructural issues, provision of electricity. We're not going to do that today. We're dumbing it down somewhat. Chris Yelland, thank you for being with us, though, on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
So if you are like me, you have resisted the urge to go out and buy a generator or an inverter because you thought surely this can't go on. But I've been saying this since 2008, and I think it's time to give in to the impulse and go and buy a mechanism to provide power. What do I buy, Chris? How does one even begin to tackle this issue?
Look, I must tell you that I have finally succumbed.
There you go.
And done exactly that. Okay. And looked around for a generator or a battery system because I now work from home. I have a home office.
Absolutely.
And I need an internet connection at all times. I'm involved with webinars and doing a lot of online work. And for me, it was an absolute imperative that I should not be in the middle of a webinar that I'm hosting and suffer the consequences of load shedding. So I took the plunge, and I personally bought myself a battery storage system, which is charged from the mains when the Eskom power is on, and can back me up for a long time when the power fails. Now, I don't have a lot connected to this battery and inverter system. I really use it for my my home office. So I have computer, I have a fiber box and a router, a Wi-Fi router, and my laptop and a light in my office. But I don't have things like kettles and stoves and ovens and toasters and electric irons and all of that kind of stuff. And this means that when I have a power failure, I can continue working for at least 12 hours during a power failure. And that for me was essential. It pays for itself from a business case. The cost of not having power in my business would be very significant, and therefore the business case was clear. So it wasn't about saving on electricity costs. It was about securing my supply during business hours and on weekends when I did a lot of work as well.
So take us through your decision-making process, and why is it that you landed up with an inverter and not a generator or some sort of a hybrid system, if there is such a thing?
So look, you can get different sizes of battery, and they come in at different costs. Generators running off either petrol or diesel are noisy things. I've got a neighbor who's got a petrol generator, and it drives me nuts at night when he's got load shedding on. And I suffer the consequences of the noise, which is very off-putting. It's also very polluting, it's relatively low capital cost, but the cost of the petrol and the diesel, or the running cost, is not insignificant. But if it's only used for a few hours a week, then it's fine. But when you're talking about stage four load shedding continuously for a week, then it becomes problematic. I think for my personal needs, where I only needed a little bit of power, but I needed it for a long time, battery, a storage solution with inverter for me was the ideal solution. One's got to look at it based on its business case. I don't have a solar PV charge system. That is quite handy if you're going for a very extended periods of power outages and you also want to save the cost of electricity. But of course, it adds to the capital cost.
So I'm going to be very rude and ask you what you paid for the system, or a system that would provide you with up to 12 hours power for a computer and a router, because I reckon that is possibly what most of us would be needing and requiring.
Yeah, you're quite right. You see, I've got a gas stove. I've got various battery-operated lights in my house, and I really don't need not even my TV set. I don't watch a lot of TV. But a little portable radio is quite nice to have handy. I paid about 6,600 rand for a 720 watt 1200 VA inverter plus a battery storage. It's a lead acid battery. It's not the best in the sense of lead acid batteries are heavy and they, you know, they don't handle regular deep discharge as well. But it's a low-cost solution as an entry. You could go to a more expensive lithium-ion battery solution.
Yeah.
They last longer,
yeah,
and they can handle multiple deep discharges without damaging the battery. But if you're price-conscious, as I was, and I didn't have a lot of spare money, I went for the cheaper solution, but would have been wiser, I think, to go for a long-life solution, especially in light of the number of load shedding we seem to be having a blank.
No, but this is it. It's demystifying the language used. I mean, many of us read these ads, lithium batteries. I don't know what a lithium battery means. I don't know how much better it is and how much longer it's going to last. To what extent do these inverters, what kind of longevity do they have, if you can generalize?
Well, a modern lithium ion battery could last you 8 to 10 years. So that's really, really, and the thing about it, it can handle lots of discharges. And what we call deep discharges. In other words, like your cell phone, you can run the thing from fully charged to flat thousands of times. Now, a lead acid battery, they don't like being discharged fully. In fact, if you discharge them fully, it significantly reduces the life. So generally, a lead acid battery, which is like a car battery, except the modern ones don't, are not filled with liquid. They are sealed and they have a sort of a gel inside them. But the bottom line is they don't like deep discharges. And if you do have deep discharges, it reduces their life. But they do have some circuitry built in, for example, in the inverter. They have circuitry that monitors the battery voltage and will actually disconnect the system before it goes into a deep discharge, which helps on the life. But then, of course, you don't get the amount of energy out of it because you're only allowing, let's say, a 50% discharge. So these are the technical pros and cons. But if you have the money, I think a lithium-ion battery, which can has a long life, can handle lots of discharges, is probably the wiser solution. But if you're very price conscious, you don't have a lot of spare cash lying around, then you go for the cheaper solution, but knowing that it's got a lesser life.
And last question for you, Chris, and I really do appreciate your input this afternoon. Thank you. But for people like me who really have sat on the fence since 2008, because I resent the fact that my hard-earned money has to go on a device like this, which I really don't want. It's the ultimate grudge purchase. It's possibly time to go out and buy one now, is it not?
Well, look, it depends on whether, for you, the loss of electricity supply for 2 hours is an inconvenience or whether it's a loss of money in your business. In my personal case, I did it for business reasons. Yeah. In other words, the loss of power for 2 hours while I was conducting a webinar would have been very serious for me. So it made it, I actually was delighted when I got it. So it wasn't a grudge purchase in the end. But if it is merely an inconvenience for you and you've got backup lights and you've got a gas a stove or a gas cooker that you can get by, well, maybe you can put up with this inconvenience and save the money. But it's really up to the individual, their own disposable income, and whether they're operating a business or not, or if it's just convenience.
Chris, thank you for talking to me this afternoon. Interesting stuff.
Thank you.
And I suppose we'll have to make our own calls. I am just so reluctant to go and do it. I know I need to. And while I consider the purchase or not, here's Mary Banai with Shiroshel Shafshef.